Limbaugh, Breitbart's Polack Traveling Around Trying to Set the Record Straight. By Pam Kee on August 9, 2019. Friday on his nationally syndicated radio show, conservative talker Rush Limbaugh said Breitbart News' Jill Polack was traveling around trying to set the record straight on President Donald Trump's comments after the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. Partial transcript as follows. Limbaugh, Jill Polack at Breitbart is traveling around with Biden and challenged him. You know, Biden's running around saying that Trump spoke positively of the neo-Nazis at Charlottesville. Said there's good people in the neo-Nazis, and Jill Polack is running around every time Biden says this challenging him on it saying, you know that Trump didn't say that. You know that that's not what Trump said. Now, Yahoo News is reporting it this way. Thursday Joe Biden snapped at a reporter from a right-wing outlet. No, it's Breitbart, who said he misquoted President Trump's statement on white supremacists who clashed with counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia, in 2017. Trump's infamous response, that there were very fine people on both sides of the Charlottesville episode, drew widespread outrage among Democrats, Republicans and even members of the regime, but it was not aimed at the neo-Nazis. So Joel Polack of Breitbart shows up and accused Biden of misquoting Trump. Polack suggested Trump condemned the neo-Nazis who organized the rally, which he did. Biden said. He did not, let's get this straight. He said there were very fine people in both groups. They were chanting anti-Semitic slogans, carrying flags. Biden then walked away. Well, even Jake Tapper back then in 2017 acknowledged that Trump did not say that there were very fine people in the neo-Nazis. Do you know who he was talking about? He was talking about people there trying to protect the statues of Robert E. Lee and other Confederate heroes, and they are not neo-Nazis. Trump was talking about very fine people there trying to preserve elements of the Confederate culture and this kind of thing. He was not talking about neo-Nazis. It's classic fake news. It's classic how it's an out-and-out lie. It is being spread now by Joe Biden, who doesn't care whether he's telling the truth or not and may not even know. Once again, it's up to conservative media to call these Democrat politicians out because for some reason, others just can't seem to do it. Let's see. What? Muttering, yeah, here it is. CNN anchor Jake Tapper admitted Friday that President Donald Trump did not refer to neo-Nazis or white supremacists as very fine people. This is also a Breitbart story. They went back and found it. Jake Tapper resurfaced Thursday after Breitbart News's Jill Polack questioned Joe Biden's decision to keep lying and repeat the fake news hoax that President Trump called neo-Nazis very fine people. Even Jake Tapper admitted in April, quote, now, elsewhere in those remarks, Trump did condemn neo-Nazis and white supremacists. So he's not saying that the neo-Nazis and white supremacists are very fine people. That's Jake Tapper at CNN, and CNN repeats the lie. It doesn't matter. Even though one of their reporters got it right, one of their anchors, they still repeat the lie. And then it's after that Biden says, we choose truth over facts. And poor kids are just as bright and talented as white kids. The only limit that Biden placed on himself is he stopped short of calling Trump a white supremacist. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.